It's a smell, you know, because me and Darren, we was
right
talking about it. It's Indian women.
What's that, Anne?
You know, they got a certain smell to them.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I love being from England.
No, I am from England.
Yeah, my name's Starbrose, and I'm from England.
You're doing it again. No, man. I'm not. I'm from England. I'm definitely not Frasier. I'm a man who lives in England.
Oh, dude, I love how bad your voice is.
Right. Cheerio, pussy. Black. Cunt. I'm gay. The Queen of England. What's this, then? The Queen?
I've got a smell to him. Because it's like, you know, no matter how good you are at an accent, there's always people from the places like, that's not how it sounds at all, bruv.
Right.
It's like, no one cares.
Shut up.
That's how you sound to us.
Exactly.
We're making fun of you.
You're a bitch. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I'm making a joke of your culture.
Nobody gives a shit what you sound like.
Right.
That's why we're doing the voice.
That's why we're doing the voice, you fucking limey prick.
Yeah. Anyways, that's the episode.
So thanks for tuning in, folks.
Thanks for checking out the
Adam,
show.
Adam, that was your chance. I know you were mad at the last episode.
We're doing if you listen to this week's regular episode, we're having to record this one immediately. We're rolling directly.
Directly. Not a minute has passed.
Yeah.
Because somebody wanted to make a big deal of it.
We had to stop the last one because Adam started crying.
We didn't. Okay, you stopped the recorder and you hit the wrong button as well.
No, I didn't hit the wrong button. You don't understand when you...
Because you're still learning the equipment.
No.
Look at that anger. Look at that rage.
You have to hit the play button when you don't want it to create a new file.
Oh. You don't know.
I know.
That's exactly because I'm manual
now. I'm manually creating the new files and naming them after the podcast episodes, because we have had issues. Wait, leave that bug alone, dude.
The ladybug?
Yeah.
Are you about to kill a ladybug?
He just like smashed it with his finger.
It's dead. It's the shell of a ladybug.
You just killed a living ladybug.
He flicked this. Yeah, because
you just murdered
you.
It,
we just watched you. It's probably the sweetest animal in the world.
Out of all of the things that you have invented about me, in this public platform, which I'm not sure how many people
in your world, that's just misogyny.
What, killing a ladybug?
Yes.
You are a misogynist, Adam, and it's time you reckon
with
that.
Okay, honestly, it is true.
Let's get into that. Let's get into that now. Yeah. Let's get into
that. You insisted on. You're like, I can't believe you did the show without me.
So now we do it right now, and I'm here for the whole thing.
I'm upstairs, no alarm set. Mm-hmm.
You never said that we were recording at 10.
The point is, now's your time to shine. It's your episode.
Yeah, we're doing this because of you.
What's up?
The hair looks great.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, dude.
I love it, dude. I can't stop looking at it.
Dude, I love my hair. I'm starting to feel it on my back now, on my shoulder. I feel like
a guy that just, he's got a Ferrari in his garage and he wants to go out and look at it.
Yep.
And my son's like, I want to comb it. And it's like, just do not.
You don't understand how the hair works, baby.
Just get the fuck out of
here. You wake up and it just fucking is wild.
Yeah.
I honestly, that's one of the silver linings is that I don't know if I'd ever grown my hair out. Maybe I would have, but I got to say the first couple of weeks were rough. It does look stupid when you go from completely bald.
But now it looks.
But now it's
now
one of the
looks
most
perfect.
Beautiful. One of the most beautiful hairstyles there is.
You had an ex-con thing going on for a minute.
I tried taking a picture of the Catan board last night, and I got like a very good angle of it.
Oh, I love it.
It makes you look like Benjamin Franklin.
Dude, there's nothing but I love seeing the behind pictures. I love the crown, dude. Every king deserves a crown, and I have one perpetually on my head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you motherfuckers, you little poppers, no crown.
Mm-hmm.
Regular hair of a peasant.
Look at this angle of it.
Yes, dude, yes. I love the behind more than anything, but...
The behind?
Yeah, the how bald it is in the middle. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy. I can't wait till the bald pony. And you know, we're getting really close. We're getting close.
Yeah, you're almost there.
We're getting really close, man.
You could do a miniature now.
I could do mini, but I want to have it all in one.
Uh-huh.
The top stragglers need to grow a little more. so they can be united with their brethren at the back.
Yeah.
I'm honestly.
You should have it go straight up in the back.
Like the pompadour?
Like Dilbert's boss.
Oh, like the triangle-haired guy.
No, there's a triangle-haired woman.
No. Stav thought she was the boss.
Yes.
Well, that's the kind of guy I am.
He's not a misogynist.
He's not a misogynist like you.
I assume any woman want to
get
in
into it, by the way?
Into my misogyny?
Yeah, you said. Oh, I see what you mean. You mean the two triangles. You mean the cones.
Yeah, I believe so.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen those, like, Dilbert?
Oh, I guess you're right. It is two triangles.
Where somebody edited Dilbert. And then, like, the boss is always like, Dilbert, why don't you come in here and suck my fucking cock?
Now, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, that is the kind of shit that I would... If that's what Dilbert was, I would listen to Scott Adams, no matter what his political opinions were. That's his name, right? Scott Adams.
Mm-hmm. He's really one of the smartest.
I saw a post that was like, why the million MAGA... That Scott Adams was like... The million MAGA march looked smaller because everyone was wearing camouflage.
He said that?
Yes, dude.
That's so cool.
He did a video explaining it.
That they blended into the Washington, D.C. street.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, I just saw it on Twitter. It might be fake, but I don't think it is. It seems like something he would say.
We'll put that in the true column.
We'll fucking write it on true.
And we'll put his theory in the true column as well.
Mm-hmm.
While we're at it.
Yes, yeah, so... Adam, what do you feel like doing today?
I want to go skeet shooting, but maybe we wait till tomorrow.
Maybe we reward ourselves
tomorrow.
Maybe
today is a work day.
Today we put our nose to the grindstone,
mm-hmm.
and we do 7 or 8 mediocre episodes. We just sit in these chairs all day. At 1 hour, we put an alarm that goes off. Meow, meow, meow. Episode over. Episode over. Don't even riff for one more second.
Do you remember the Dilbert TV show?
I used to actually watch the fuck out of that.
It was only on for like 4 episodes.
It was on UPN a lot. They would put it on at night, and I watched it a lot.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've said this before. I was a Dilbert fan.
Were you?
You liked the work
I
jokes?
I liked Dilbert.
As a boy?
I was like 10 years old. Because here's what I would do. I would go to the library, and I would check out the like big
the
anthologies
books.
Of comics. Yeah. I'd read a lot of Heathcliff. I read Some Guy the Barbarian. I had Marmaduke.
Hagar.
Yeah. I read Marmaduke. And honestly, as a 10-year-old, for some reason, the Dilbert work jokes really resonated.
I remember
Dilbert.
You love the casual Friday humor.
I don't know why. I love that shit.
You said, I can't wait to grow up.
I liked Marmaduke too. Or not Marmaduke. Heathcliff. I liked Heathcliff. That was my guy. But yeah, dude, I didn't like reading whole fucking boring ass books. I would read comic books because my dick is on double hard, even as a youth.
What comic books did you read?
I just fucking said.
Yeah, but I thought you meant like an edition.
Not like no. Comic books were too much work. That's basically a book. We're talking strips. We're talking comic
you like
strips.
Strip compilations.
When I was really young, I read Family Circus a lot.
Yeah, I think that one was Christian.
Yeah, that was my gateway to Heathcliff was Family Circus.
I remember even sitting down at the table in the morning eating cereal. The first step to feeling like a man is reading the funnies.
Mm-hmm, of course.
Being like, I'm just like dad.
Wasn't that?
And then I switched it up to sports page.
Of course. Well, no one in my family ever read the newspaper.
Oh, we received the newspaper, the Las Vegas Review-Journal.
Would your dad drink coffee and read the newspaper?
Yeah, and yell at it.
My dad never read a fucking newspaper. When we got Greek TV, he would just start his day watching soccer highlights. That was pretty nice. I like that, actually.
That's
myself.
Pretty cool.
Did your father read the newspaper, Nicholas?
No.
No?
No, yeah. I don't recall much newspaper happening.
Yeah. I did it. At one point, our elementary school made us read it.
You'd have to do a report on
exactly.
an article.
You'd have to pick an article.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had that. The current events shit.
Yeah. Fucking bullshit, dude.
And called it that.
School sucks.
I remember school. I did one about the USS Cole attack.
What happened?
Oh, yeah, I did that too.
Yeah.
That's weird. Like, I remember that. I remember specifically that current event. That's probably the only current event I remember is the USS Cole.
Probably what happened? Why we're what friends. Happened? It was Al-Qaeda's first hit before 9/11.
I respect.
That's before they came up.
Shit,
it.
That was like the mixtape before the big album.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Respect to Al-Qaeda for that one.
They hit a boat.
How many motherfuckers got?
I don't even remember. I just remember the name of the boat.
The USS Cole.
Yeah. And then when 9/11 happened, I was like such a fucking faggot. I was like, it's probably the Al-Qaeda network of terror.
So you're saying you...
From a youth.
Yeah, as a kid. Guy. And then everyone else was like, shut up.
Shut up.
Shut up.
In about 8 minutes, I'm going to go check and see if the oven is preheated.
We're making a pork shoulder.
We're making a pork shoulder. It's 11:52 a.m. as we speak. In 8 minutes, I plan to put the pork in.
Mm-hmm.
At 4:50. This very okay, everyone, here, you want some? You want me to put you on game right now? 4:50.
Walk us through it.
For 20 minutes, so the skin, it gets blistered, it crisps up, you uh-huh. fuck up the skin and the fat, you melt that fucker, get it a little brown, and then you turn it all the way down to 350 for an hour or two, and then go to 300 for, I don't know, like 20 minutes per pound. We got a big fat boy. We got a 10-pound pork shoulder. That's a fat motherfucker right there.
Wow.
Shouts out to the Big Y chain of grocery stores.
They treated us well. Shouts out to those two... pale iron deficiency children of Massachusetts. Yeah,
those kids did not look good.
Yeah. Yeah, we were buying beer and they were like, we can't touch the box.
We're
not allowed to touch it.
We're fucking gay.
That
we're
kid, gay.
He goes, will you be needing bags tonight, sir?
Shut the fuck up.
Shut
of
up.
Of course I am, bitch. What, I'm going to carry this all in my hands?
I can't touch the beer.
Well, we're going to carry these $300 worth of groceries that we're going to eat in a day and a half with our hands? Damn. I'm shocked we didn't get a pizza last night.
Yeah.
If we were in New York and anything delivered, we would have gotten a pizza.
Mm-hmm.
I think there is a pizza place in town.
It was 11:30 and everything was fucking closed.
Yeah, it was 11:30 by the time Deuce Bigelow was on.
We had a wild motherfucking night last night.
We
folks.
Had a good one.
We played Settlers of Catan, in which Adam cheated his way to winning.
Mm-hmm. He did. He does this whole like, I'm just trying to be like diplomatic thing.
Right.
And then, no, I'm an honest businessman.
Right.
Like, breeds discontent.
It's a game of passion.
You're taking,
which works you have
on
to,
Stavros.
You're taking
prejudice.
It does not work on me.
I know.
First of all, bitch, no, I had no, the no. second most points.
Stavros.
So
was,
shut the fuck Stavros up.
Yeah, that's
there.
What I mean. Because he would pit. He
no, that's not
characters.
True.
It's a very pernicious thing, and I could see what he was doing the entire time, but there's no way I could make that argument to you because, again, it works on you.
It doesn't work on me. How fucking dare you? This is how you start making fucking enemies. You think I need either one of you fucking pricks on the board over there?
Listen.
When it's time to settle, it's all about the dice. It's all about who God favors.
Listen,
shit. I'm just trying to be a fucking farm my wheat and buy my own goddamn business. I don't give a shit about making all the money.
Oh, that's why you were cheating with development cards. You're both, you don't play the game with honor.
Development cards are scratch off lottery tickets.
Neither of you play the game with honor.
Part of a simple part of my simple life as a wheat farmer. I have one guilty pleasure. It's going
he likes
buying,
to play as
buying development cards.
If you get development cards, you're looking for a shortcut. You're looking for a government handout. Whereas I'm over here fucking blood, sweat, and tears building my longest road, getting pussy in the fucking meadow with the sheep, hoping for a three to come up so I get a little mutton chop.
You had sex with one of the sheep?
I fuck pussy, not just sheep, but women as well. But uh-huh. The meadows at night. Out of all the places on the Settlers of Catan board, if you had to pick one place to fuck, you'd pick the sheep one.
Mm-hmm.
What, you want to fuck in the wheat fields or the ore mining place?
I fuck in the ore mining place.
You fuck in the mines?
Yeah, I do rough
trades. Rough trade gay sex?
Just with gay a little, sex with some little miners.
Getting, they're just ramming one of those little fucking carts from Donkey Kong.
Yep.
The mining carts, direct. You're just holding your ass open at the end of the
Being
line.
Like, boys, I need one more for a city. This is what the Dilbert boss would look like if he was a real guy.
That's wow. good, man. That's actually
not
pretty
bad.
Good. No. Nick's been furiously sketching away on his iPad.
Yeah.
I thought, I wanted to see what Stav would look like if he had the hair. And I thought, what if a man had sex?
That's true. That's a great question.
What if a man could have sex for once in his life?
That's a good question that surely does not apply to me mm-hmm. because that's been asked and answered.
Has it?
Yes.
And the answer is never.
And the answer is not only has he had it, he's had it a lot, starting in the Walker Avenue apartments on the UMBC campus. And some of you will recognize that, yes, that's where juniors and seniors live.
You Google it, and it's retarded people housing.
Yeah.
No, it's, first of all,
it's Fisher-Price College.
Why would they have retarded people housing on a college? Mm-hmm. They're not, they don't go to college, do they? Do they have special colleges?
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, that's not where I was. I was at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, getting pussy at Walker. Shouts out. If anybody goes to UMBC, fuck, I don't remember which room it was where I lost my virginity, but start fucking in every single one of those, and mm-hmm. if you do, one of them will be the war place.
You can put
I
that found. On your Cumtown scavenger, huh?
That's right. Yes. Adam was at Jewish school, probably, a Jewish camp, first time you fucked.
No comment.
You were stuck, and your stepdad fucked your ass?
Yeah, something like that.
You guys love that. Do you guys ever jack off to that genre?
The my stepmom is stuck.
Someone is stuck and her pussy is out.
Yeah.
She's like, get me out of here. And they're like, I'm
sorry, I jack off adding to a detail.
Oh, that's pretty good. Wow, my man is hung. Dilbert Boss has a big cock.
Dilbert's boss has such a big dick. Who's behind him? Is that a girl?
No, that was just me trying to get the proportions right for that other t-shirt.
Oh, it looked like a girl. I got horny.
Yeah, it looked like a girl with a nice ass. With her horny. Ass out.
No, it was just, I was looking at how, what like people's proportions are.
I see.
I gotta refresh my mind.
I understand, bro.
Yeah.
So where now we were talking, you missed it because you were drawing, but we were talking about which spaces on the Catan board we would like to fuck on. Adam said the mining the mining place because he has gay sex there. I said the meadow because it's probably the nicest. I guess forest is fine.
I can appreciate this now that I'm done with
it. He's looking at his own drawing.
And he's smiling.
And he's smiling.
It's a Dilbert boss. Dilbert? Can you come in here?
Come in here. I have a hard penis. I need you to suck. I need you to take care of something for me, Dilbert.
That's the problem is I doing like figure drawing is I've like, yeah, I draw cocks so big that I can't remember what people's bones look like.
Right, right, right. That's a big problem in drafting school.
Well, it messes up my You know, I did have a day where I just sat and I looked through like a book of like a medical thing,
mm-hmm.
just like illustrations of like skulls and bones and stuff, and I was like sketching bones, and it's nice.
Mm-hmm.
I really have always wanted to be able to go to like a botanical garden and just do like botanical sketches.
That would be cute.
Yeah, but I don't know how to fucking draw flowers.
You could learn. That's the whole point of fucking improving yourself.
Yeah, but anytime I sit down, I like drawing. Mm-hmm. So anytime I sit down and draw, I just draw shit I know how to draw.
But that's the thing. That's how you take it to the next level, from liking something and having a natural talent to becoming a, you know, educated man on the subject.
No, because
sharpening your skills.
There's other things I do that with. I don't want to. I relax by drawing.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can
imagine
relax.
If you like chilled out by like listening to music, and you're like, "Well, time to learn how to play piano."
Plenty of people do that.
That's pretty common.
Lot of people
force yourself
do that.
To play piano.
People listen to music to chill out.
I like
and then
music.
At a different time, they play.
Oh, maybe it'll relax me to play music.
You could draw to relax and draw to learn. There's two different modes.
Can you do hands, Nick?
Yeah, kind of.
Hands are really hard.
Are hands hard?
Hands are really hard.
Oh, that's right. I forgot I'm talking to two artists here.
No, no. Nick is a draftsman.
But you're a painter.
I'm a painter.
He works with real media is hard. If he can make real media look good.
Yeah.
I've only painted like on actual with actual paint maybe once in my life.
Yeah, you're a digital guy.
This sucks. You get it all over your fucking hands.
I would think you would enjoy that.
No.
You like getting messy. You're working on shit.
It feels blue collar.
Yeah.
To get the paint all over your hand.
That's right.
You're like, I've been working hard all day.
Yeah, I don't like being dirty.
Really?
Yeah.
What about when you work on cars and do woodwork?
Well, if I work on my car or if I do woodworking in particular, I don't like wearing gloves because I feel like it's more of a safety risk than anything.
Because
if you have something that gets snagged, like you have more of like a tactile sense of where your limits are with your body when it's just your hands. I would worry if I would wear like a glove, it would get sucked in because, you know, it's like either longer on one finger or something, or it's, you're just not like, you know, I don't know. That's what I think about.
Okay, interesting.
you know, it's like why don't wear condoms?
Yeah, dude. Because you're more likely, I hate when things get sucked into a pussy.
Yeah, I know where my penis ends. So
exactly. I hate not knowing where my dick ends.
I hate it when the condom's just way too long.
Yeah, which happens
to
you a lot.
And then it gets snagged into the cervix. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that.
Sucked right in there.
That's also why I don't wear condoms. Have you guys ever gotten a condom sucked into a pussy for real, though?
I don't know.
I hate that feeling.
Is that real?
Yeah, you bust. You think you're in the clear, but the condom's been off. And now you're like, fuck, do I have a child?
Yeah, I've had condoms break.
Yeah, condoms break all the time.
I've never had a condom break. I guess one time.
I've had condoms break all the time.
Do you fuck that forcefully?
Apparently the pull-out method terms of not STD prevention, but...
Sure.
Yeah, in terms of prophylactic, it's better.
It does feel really good.
Condoms fail all the time.
It does feel good to come in a pussy, though. You have to give me that.
While wearing a condom?
Just in any case.
No, I'd rather come on a forehead.
Forehead?
My own forehead.
It does. When the vibe is right and you're about to bust.
Well, it's like Brad Knoll said, you got to come original.
So true.
That's right.
Famous Sublime.
Not a day goes by where I don't miss him.
You gotta come original.
I think about this a lot. Video of Sublime.
Come original. You gotta come original. Santoria. Come original.
Come original. Come original. Come original.
Nice, bro.
Woke up this morning. Got myself classic Sublime.
I love Sublime.
I watched 48 Hours this week, the Nick Nolte, Eddie Murphy.
I know, I'm jealous. I want to watch it.
Mm. I'm down to watch it again. I love that.
Really?
Movie. Yeah, it's so good.
Let's watch it.
It's, you know, made that guy Walter Hill. He made a lot of other good movies.
Who's Walter Hill?
The director. Anyway.
What other movie?
He made that movie with Ryan O'Neal where he's a driver.
Who the fuck is Ryan O'Neal?
He's a famous actor.
What else has he been
I think
in?
We've talked about him on the show before. Right?
What is it Ryan O'Neal been in?
Anyway, but the movie 48 Hours takes
Doesn't
place.
Sound
he's
famous
Barry Lyndon.
To me.
He plays Barry Lyndon.
Never seen it. That one's like that's the movie I get mixed up with Amadeus a lot, right?
Yeah. They're very similar.
You see titties in Barry Lyndon?
Yeah.
Because you see fat titties in Amadeus.
You see titties in Barry Lyndon.
Dude, the girl from Amadeus has fat titties.
Yeah. That's what's cool about that era.
And she tries to suck off Salieri. He's like, I'm gay.
I'm a gay.
I don't want to see breasts. I just want to play piano and have sex with guys.
Was it F. Murray Abraham?
It was F. Murray.
Salieri.
Salieri.
Surviving the Game?
No.
The movie's hilarious.
Is it a sequel to The Game with Michael Douglas?
Ice-T plays a homeless guy.
Hell yeah.
Who steps in front of a truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Charles S. Dutton saves him, or either Charles S. Dutton or Rutger Hauer. Gary Busey saved.
Hell yeah, that's a nice lineup of guys.
I think it's Charles S. Dutton. He's like, what the hell, you want to throw your life away, man? Life's good. You want to live it.
Yeah.
And fucking he's like, I don't have anything to fucking live for. Figure if I'm going to die, might as well be my own damn choice. And then Charles S. Dutton's like, I like the way you think, brother. And he's like, me and some friends are going out into the woods. We want to bring you with us.
Oh, and they hunt Ice-T?
They hunt Ice-T, yeah.
Nice.
And it's the hunters are F. Murray Abraham, Rucker Hauer, Gary Busey.
That's an awesome lineup.
Charles S. Dutton.
That is, we should watch that.
Yeah. Well, me and Stop should watch.
You guys should watch that.
We'll watch around 8 a.m. when we do tomorrow's first episode.
That sounds
I love
good.
This, dude. Yeah. It's just going to keep happening, too. We're going to keep waking up early.
Yeah.
And Adam's just going to be like, I'm going to wake up early. And it won't happen. He'll never set an alarm.
Told me to set an alarm.
About feeling out the vibes.
I don't set an alarm. I haven't used an alarm clock in probably fucking 3 years.
No, not when you're flying, bitch.
Yeah, if I have a flight.
No, I just wake up.
No, you're lying.
Just wake up. First of all, I haven't had a flight in 3 years.
That's true. You don't really
fly.
Yeah.
He's been taking the bus.
You don't need an alarm clock to fly when you're the pilot.
That's so true.
It's one of my favorite quotes. My favorite idioms is, you don't need to set an alarm to wake up for a flight when you're the one
when
flying.
When you got the pilot's
license.
When
you're license. The one flying the plane. Just pilots rolling in at 11:30 a.m.
Whoops.
Yeah.
That's why they're delayed.
Sorry, I had to put on my little outfit.
I had to put on my cute little hat and get pussy and it's then get beat cool drunk. It's a cool outfit. Shouts out to Denzel.
Yeah.
And that girl in the beginning of the movie where her tits are out.
Scientologist Captain Crunch look that airline pilots.
Yeah.
Have. It's cute. I will give him that.
It's like a naval kind of thing, but they're in the air.
I would love to have sex with
and
a
they get to
pilot.
Wear like a chauffeur's hat.
Yeah. But they get little wings.
So people know that they're
do they ever, do you guys ever get wings when you were flying as a kid? I saw that
of course,
in movies.
Yeah, you go. You
I
go.
Never got them.
That never happened.
I got wings.
I never got them.
I had a pair of Southwest airline wings that I had on my backpack for a little bit
I'm
when
pissed.
I was a kid. When I was like in third grade.
I thought for sure we were going to get some, and I was like expecting it. Fuck Virgin.
No,
man.
You got to ask the.
Well, I don't think I ever flew as like a child.
Never?
Yeah, not until I was like, I think the first time I flew on a plane, I was like probably 12 or.
Oh, dude, we were back and forth in Greece, bro.
Yeah.
I got baptized in Greece, but I was, you know, 9 months old. I don't remember shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I left the window of New York to Maryland until I was probably like 12.
Hell yeah.
Where'd
yeah.
you go? Disney?
Yeah, where was your first... Where'd you leave the Mid-Atlantic for the first time?
Probably Florida, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Florida? Why? Fuck Florida.
People go there.
Yeah. Do they?
Yeah.
We went to... If we didn't go to Greece, we were in Wildwood, New Jersey, maybe.
I think it was for some...
Or Rehoboth Beach.
Some weird thing with my mom's church.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude. They got some nice characters over there.
What?
At the church?
Oh, yeah. It was. I don't really want to go into it.
Damn.
I remember I was, because, you know, it was like this thing. It was like sort of like cultish or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like cult light. You know, they just like sucked up most of her like time.
Of course.
But the one time, yeah, it was like some kind of like retreat down there. And they like, there was like, I would fall asleep during, because, you know, they're like regular like church service.
Right, right.
I'd fall asleep. Yeah. And I remember, the only thing I remember is, like, the head guy going off on Jews. And I was like, this is fucking wild, dude. Because I was like, I don't know if it was, like, there was some Bible reference. It wasn't, like, Sodom and Gomorrah.
Right.
It was, like, some, like, harlot in the Bible mm-hmm. that, like, you know, that's what, that Hollywood is at. And they, like, predicted there's going to be an earthquake.
The Whore of Bethlehem?
Yeah, maybe.
Or no, the Whore of Babylon, sorry.
Yeah, maybe that was it. Yeah. There's going to be like an earthquake and Los Angeles is going to, or California is going to split off into
That's
the
so
ocean
funny.
And sink because of, and then he was like, and you know, you see these movies and you see the names of the producers and you see their big noses and bald heads and you know who they are. And it's like, damn.
Wild. He's on fire. He's yeah. heating up. Dude, shouts out to the Whore of Babylon, dude. Imagine being so good at sucking dick 4,000 years ago that people today know about
well,
you.
Well, Satanists are, like, obsessed with bringing her because they think that it'll be, like, a harbinger of summoning the devil.
So she's just a girl that was really fucking and sucking in yeah. Babylon?
There was this dude that was, like, that guy that was at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory that, like, got wrapped up with L. Ron Hubbard, and then L. Ron Hubbard took his wife and his life savings.
Whoa.
And then got the boat and then just sailed away and then started Scientology. But the two of them were like, they found some chick and they were like doing like
dark magic
rituals.
Satanic black magic.
Some chick that was like confused. Yeah.
That's awesome. I just wanted
and
to.
And Aleister Crowley was like giving them. Instructions.
Whoa, Aleister Crowley
yeah.
from Mr. Crowley from the blacks from Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah, Ozzy Osbourne.
Mr. Crowley, suck my penis. Bow, bow, bow. Won't you suck on my dick? Bum, ba, da, ba, da, bum.
Oh, but what I was saying before, in 48 hours, it takes place in.
Adam, you made the coffee bad.
What do you mean I made it?
I'm gonna go put the pork shoulder in. BRB.
Yeah. Go ahead, 48 hours.
No, that's fine.
You have to say that.
Your headphones are on.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Don't tell me that. No, the movie takes place in San Francisco,
yeah,
right?
Where all good cop movies happen.
Right, Dirty Harry, of
Dirty
course.
Dirty Harry. Fucking Zodiac.
Zodiac is... that's a banger. That's another one we should watch.
Yeah.
And so Eddie Murphy is in prison. The Nick
the game Nolte, also takes place in San Francisco.
One of the best cop movies there is.
Yeah. What are other San Francisco movies? Bad Santa?
Bad Santa.
That's not San Francisco. Full House.
What do you call it? Vertigo is San Francisco.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of San Francisco movies.
There are a lot of good... It's a great place to make a movie.
What happened? Did the pilot light go out or something?
No. Oh.
Stop burning his hand
making a pig.
So like he gets Eddie Murphy out of jail because he's trying to get these fugitives, and Eddie Murphy's the only one that can help him. Nick Nolte's the, you know, the hard nosed cop, and then Eddie's like, I need to get me some pussy right now. I've been in jail for 3 years.
I got to get some pussy.
Right.
I have to have with that pussy. I need some pussy.
So
he's got a hissy ass.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, yeah. He has a little feignness to
him. I have to get some pussy. I've been in prison for not getting any pussy for a while.
And Nick Nolte, by the way, is just firing slurs at him constantly, calling him a jungle bunny and like all these slurs. So he's like, all right, he's like, we'll make a deal. I'll take you to get pussy, but I get to choose the place. And so... He takes
him. I gotta choose a place.
And so he takes him to like a country and western bar in San Francisco.
Oh, right.
Which is just every single person there is a racist who wants to kill any black guy that they've ever met. But mind you, it's in San Francisco.
In San Fran.
And no, it's very funny.
Nice. Yeah, that's a famous scene. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to have to get up and take the temperature down to 350. Just a little warning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's a famous scene. Everyone's seen it, even though I haven't seen the movie.
I don't think there's a single homosexual in that entire movie.
Well, except for when you watch it. You are that guy.
I think you become the San Francisco Castro gay.
Mm-hmm.
But it's rife with, like, good old boys who hate hate blacks.
I bet you that exists. There's gay guys that don't like black people.
Yeah. Well, we talked about it before. I would imagine a sizable number of white gay guys probably like Trump.
Oh, yeah.
Just quietly.
Probably.
What makes you say that?
I just get that
vibe. Because he talks gay?
Because I have the voice, so they divulge the secrets.
You have the what?
I have the soft voice.
You don't sound like... I mean, you do sound gay, but not in a particularly homosexual way.
Thanks, man.
You got it. You got it, baby. Damn, I love fucking going up into the damn woods.
Yeah, it's nice up here.
I know. Fuck the city, dude.
Are we going to go for a hike?
Yeah. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow. Maybe today. Who knows? We should go for a walk.
Maybe, yeah, we should definitely get some kind of exercise in today.
I'm trying to get my fucking 10,000 steps in.
Yeah.
Maybe. How about this? Maybe we fucking drive into town, go to the walk around a little bit, go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
Just fucking take a little stroll through town.
Okay.
It's probably cute over there. Maybe get lunch.
Little coffee shop. Maybe sit down.
Get some lunch or something.
Jot some ideas down.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe do another radio play.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. I want to do a whole episode that's just like a kind of like a fun radio play.
Let's do it.
Yeah. The telltale bit.
Yeah.
Where there's a bit that Adam has done.
Yeah.
And me and you don't realize that it's stolen, but Adam knows that it's stolen.
Right.
And
but he doesn't hear it at all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't bother him whatsoever.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
He doesn't care and he's looking for other bits the whole time.
I'm not really struggling with any type of conscience.
That's good.
Yeah. The man who smashes ladybugs.
Mm-hmm.
The man.
I didn't kill.
Imagine
ladybug.
What kind of disposition you'd have to have. What kind of sickness you'd have to
what
have.
What kind of sick.
To
fuck.
To kill a ladybug.
Unbelievable.
You know, I mean, you know the expression people like, oh, that guy wouldn't hurt a fly because that's supposed to be the extreme, but it's a given that nobody would ever kill a ladybug.
Ladybug would sound too stupid as an expression.
Yeah.
Because duh. Who the fuck hurts a ladybug?
He just absentmindedly
crushed it.
Just kills a ladybug.
Under his thumb.
I didn't crush the ladybug. You
choked the life out of
him. I flicked it about 2 inches.
He wound up his finger and he fucking concussed
Does it make you feel powerful?
He put it down like the way you would a farm animal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Does it make you feel powerful?
No, it was just the shell of a ladybug. It's winter right now.
I was watching it crawl around earlier. Yeah. I woke up early, before you got up even, and I had my coffee, and I was reading, and I took a moment to watch the ladybug crawl around the hearth here.
And, right, and enjoyed it, and we're like, wow, yeah. Is it
beautiful?
Well,
it seems like it.
Just a little bug, and it looks like a million I've seen before, but this one's...
there's something special
this
about
one's,
it.
Well, there's nothing special about it, but it's
that's
different.
What makes it special.
They're iterations of something that's familiar,
it's existing.
It is. It's right here, it's now. And then this man comes by and he just says, "I'm going to kill."
He says, "Whap!"
Because it's in my line of sight, and the only thing that should be in my line of sight is my vision itself, my beautiful eyesight.
My beautiful eyes.
My beautiful.
I shouldn't have to look upon anything.
I shouldn't have to look upon anything. I should just be, everything should be looking back at me. Mm-hmm. It should all operate as a reflection of myself. And so I will kill. This
and maybe
thing,
that's what and that's what made you mad. It was such a reflection of yourself, a gay little bug.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to...
that you couldn't stand for it to be alive.
I just wanted to kill something beautiful.
It reminded you of who you are.
I just wanted to feel its life slip between my fingers.
Oh, fuck, dude. Oh, my God. You know, we should get some thick-cut bacon. We're in the country.
Oh, we should get thick-cut bacon.
Thick-cut
bacon.
I saw
some in the market.
They should make thick-cut turkey bacon. That would be
I agree with you on that one. Because I've gotten back into turkey bacon.
Is it good?
It's not bad.
I've never enjoyed it.
It's a different thing.
Yeah. It's not bacon.
It's not bacon. No, it's a different breakfast item.
But it's good. It's salty, you know. Get your dick hard. We should get thick-cut bacon. What else is country-style stuff? Big country, hunks of country bread.
They should get big Cheerios. They should make big Cheerios.
Big Cheerios. Huge circles.
Dude, that would be awesome.
That would be fucking tight.
Oh, man. I'm such a genius.
But how can you... but, like Donette's size.
Yes.
Size Cheerios.
Dude, big Honey Nut Cheerios where you just soak one in a bowl and then it it's like a soft
nice
donut.
And chewy.
And you break it apart.
That sounds awesome, actually.
You break it apart with a spoon?
No, you fucking bite
it, dude. That's my next business idea. We're getting the bus and we're making big Cheerios.
That would honestly rock. I wonder if they would break in transit.
Mm-hmm. I forgot this whole time that I should be writing down episode names, and I think this one is called Big Cheerios.
It's a good idea.
Big Cheerios, a.k.a. the only bit so far in the show.
No, you drew fucking Dilbert's boss with his hard-ass dick.
Yeah, something that people just have to imagine.
Which is beautiful. Again, theater of the mind.
A Helen Keller style.
That's what we do. That's the fucking advantage of radio. Mm-hmm. It's one of its strengths, is that we draw a beautiful image and they get to fill it in with their mind. For example, right now, Adam's wearing a pink tutu, and you can see his dick because it's too short. And it's very small, but his balls are hanging low, but they're tiny.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing his makeup.
Yeah.
So see, isn't that a nice mental image? Nick has his legs crossed in a gay fashion, and his legs are shaved from the knees down.
You wish, pal. You freaking wish, pal.
Yeah, in your fucking dreams.
Fuck both of you.
In your fucking dreams.
Suck my fucking hoggissimo. Yeah, thick cut bacon, little fucking stroll around town. Sounds good to me.
I'm trying to remember.
Maybe get an apple fritter.
I'm trying to remember some of the stuff we said.
Didn't you have a notes of when we were on cocaine and playing Settlers? Didn't we have some really good bits?
There was absolutely nothing in there.
Just read it.
I can't remember. It's on my laptop, and that's not even here.
Oh, I remember. All dogs go to heaven.
Yeah, that was good.
What
was
it? This time they're black. Except
and what's it called?
All dogs go to jail. But that was a follow up to something else.
I don't remember
there was something before that.
It was Training Day, but this time the races.
Oh, the races
yeah,
are
the
flipped.
Races are flipped.
Yeah,
that would be such a racist movie.
It'd be so racist.
Yep, that's right. That is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Can't wait to eat this pork shoulder later tonight. We should get baked potatoes. Get some potatoes, fucking bake them up. I'll make some tzatziki.
Mm-hmm. Sounds nice. About bleeped potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
What is that? What
where it's like a
it's like
bad word.
Y'all boop, want some potatoes? And it's bleeped potatoes?
I guess.
Yeah? I don't know. Hey, I'm trying here.
You're right? Trying. You're swinging.
No, there's nothing wrong with it.
How about bench fries? And they're for homeless people.
Okay.
Yeah. French fries you find.
Under a bench or on a bench?
Under a bench, on a bench.
that's also your bed.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know about that.
Why don't you say one? You insisted that we do this.
About potatoes?
You said we have to redo the episode.
We have to do the episode.
I didn't say we had to redo
it. I'm pissed you didn't have me on it. Oh, that was it? Just 20 minutes?
I think I was pretty...
Wake up late to kill bugs.
I think I was pretty chill about the whole thing.
Well, you got 20... Listen, we got 20 minutes for you to shine.
Okay.
Shine in the... Not in the racist.
Right.
Mm-hmm. No. What about... instead of mashed potatoes, it's... It's trash potatoes.
I'm gonna piss real quick.
And it's, dick. It's made out of
and
white.
Let me know
men.
If you guys come up with anything.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. It's the
we'll keep thinking of this. What about smash browns? And it's hash browns that you cook. They're in a pussy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you have sex with them.
And you use your cock to cook them.
Mm-hmm.
Smash browns.
Yeah. What about
pussy tots?
That's pretty good.
Pussy tots. And It's little tater tots in a woman's pussy. Pretty similar to smashed potatoes, but...
Yeah. Yeah, tots sounds too much like kids, you know?
I don't think...
I'm not with that.
No, it's fine. What about tater tits?
That would be cool.
And it's breasts that are... That are potatoes, and you chop them up and make fries with them. Tater tits.
You get them in breast form.
They're on a woman's chest, and you slice them off.
Yeah, they're molded into a woman's chest.
Well, yeah. She's some kind of magical being that her titties regenerate, and they're potatoes.
Wow.
Now, personally, I wouldn't necessarily...
She sounds
necessarily,
like one of the coolest chicks I've ever
I wouldn't want to have sex with somebody who had potatoes for breasts.
No, it's not as nice to squeeze.
Favorite parts of... Having sex is feeling soft, jiggly titties.
Yeah, that bounce back into shape.
But as somebody that was closer to livestock, that you just have in your barn, and you every morning you wake up and you slice off some of her titties to make hash browns for breakfast for your children.
Mm-hmm.
She's like a cow.
Mm-hmm.
In that sense, where instead of milking her for milk, you slice some of her tits off for potatoes.
Mm-hmm. You go out to the barn to see that.
You
nice
go out to the barn,
bitch.
You milk the cow, you slice, you get the eggs out of the chicken coop.
You harvest her breasts
and
you
get a very nice sharp knife and you harvest her breasts.
Yeah, what about that? That'd be pretty good.
Your turn. I just did one that ate up a nice amount of time. And
potato dishes are there? Well, potatoes gratin.
So make a pun about it.
Potatoes gratin.
Potatoes Catan, okay. And what is it, like a Settlers of Catan?
Yeah, but it's all made out of potatoes.
It's all made out of potatoes.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and you and your fellows can play it.
And then instead of like forest brick or wheat.
It's different preparations
of
potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Tater tots. Baked potato.
Western fries.
Oh, Western fries.
It's one of them.
I don't know. That's not a main potato dish.
Well, we need
French fries.
Yeah, but we've already said a lot of different types of potatoes, so I was trying to mix it up for the people.
Yeah, I guess so. You only really need five.
Sorry about that. I pissed on my robe a little bit.
That's okay.
That's fine.
I like just hanging out on the robe.
Yeah, it is.
I'm
nice.
Jealous. I didn't bring one.
I went in there and I'm like, make sure you don't piss on it. guess what I did?
You motherfucker.
I feel like I have like target fixation with like anything I tell myself not to do, I will do.
Yep.
Yeah, and then anything like I'm trying to absentmindedly not like I've accidentally quit drinking. I was never like I gotta stop drinking. In fact, I tried to be like I gotta stop drinking for years, and then I just sort of stopped.
You did just kind of stop and just not do a program or anything.
You're I can like, absentmindedly do things, but anytime I try to focus on like actively doing something, it's a fucking nightmare.
So maybe the trick is that focus on things you don't actually give a fuck about.
That's what I do.
Trick your brain.
That's how I ended up in this place in life.
Yeah.
I wanted to be a lawyer. I was supposed to be a lawyer. I was a paralegal. I was working at Discovery.
Right.
You know, I had a relationship. Everything was going good. Yeah,
everything was going really good.
Yeah. I ran a comedy show that was going good. And then blammo. My fiance cheats on me, which, unbeknownst to me at the time, was establishing a pattern that I would recognize.
Interesting. This all happened to you?
This all happened to me, yeah.
Sounds familiar, but I could have swore you were never a lawyer.
No, I was a lawyer, and then I moved to New York, and then a couple of friends of mine, I guess, I didn't realize it until a year later, but they had been recording what I was saying. And they were just depositing.
Interesting.
Tens of thousands of dollars in my bank account.
That would be really funny if we were like, just come hang out, dude.
And then fiance number four was out the door. This time,
no.
You guessed it, cheating. Once again.
I guess I never thought about that. That literally did happen more than once.
What? Yeah.
To Nick.
Yeah, it to did. Nick.
Yeah, it happened to Nick.
Yeah. You seem like a pretty cool guy.
It seems like your lived experiences have made you.
You should write a book about that. Call it The Coolest Guy.
Mm-hmm. No, that sounds. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I should write a book about that. My life.
About your life.
About your life. An autobiography.
I don't think you should do that, but you should be on a podcast.
Yeah.
You definitely have enough life experience for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, especially when your life experience is kind of just the same things happening over and over again. Kind of not learning from...
Dude, nobody learns lessons. That's one of those bullshit, like, needlepoint tips that
No one learns lessons. No one really changes.
No, they learn them, but, like, this much.
You spend your entire life getting fooled by the same shit over and over.
Mm-hmm.
It's that scene from The Simpsons when Homer's trying to, like... eat chips, and they have like the dog had like a bunch of puppies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
This here. I'm going to pull it up.
It's Charlie Brown trying to kick the football.
There we go. Charlie Brown trying to kick the football is good. I think
you always trust that bitch, Lucy. She said it's going to be different this time.
Charlie, was Lucy the one who's a lesbian with the redheaded
one? No, that's Pepper Ann or Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Was Lucy trying to give up the pussy to Charlie Brown?
Well, that's what...
Oh, yeah.
There's always a specter of pussy.
Right. So Homer is trying to get the chips, but a dog beats him.
This time...
That's life.
Yeah.
That's life.
That is life.
Sucking on my dick. Riding high in May, sucking cock in July. And buddy, I tell ya, I said I'd never suck cock, but here I am, down on my knees. Goggle and cum, sucking your balls.
Hey Murray, when you bring me out, can you call me faggot? Sure thing, faggot. I said that to myself probably 100 times after seeing that movie. Oh, hey, Murray. When you bring me out, can you call me faggot? Anything you want, faggot. We have a very special guest tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, faggot.
Mm-hmm. That is, you know, that would make sense for the character.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Knock, knock. Who's there, faggot? It's me, a faggot.
That's not funny, faggot.
Damn.
That's true.
Just remake the joke.
It's the same exact movie.
Yeah. He does that not, dance.
Yeah. Instead of painting stairs. His face, he just paints his fingernails.
That's good.
Yeah. He's wearing like a fucking Jack Skellington shirt.
That's good. That's very good.
Everybody thinks I'm so weird. But one of these days, I'm going to break something tonight.
Yeah.
Give me something.
Cool.
And maybe instead of the black girl, instead of Zazzy, whatever her name is, who is hot, it could be a black man.
It's a real big fat girl that works at Claire's.
True.
Yeah, who's his
best
friend.
They drink Orange Julius together with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were dating. I gave you a cigarette one time because you asked for it. We're not dating. I'm fat.
Some of those relationships, they undoubtedly fucked each other out of curiosity, right?
What do you mean, mall relationships?
Mall friendships between a fat lady and a skinny man?
I wouldn't put it past them.
Were you ever one of those? Did you ever have a fat woman friend, Adam?
No.
Really?
I've never had a woman friend.
That's true.
Yeah, you'd be bug.
Let's go back.
Ladybug killing mentality.
Yep, that's right.
It's everything
circling
ends
back
right where it started.
Yep,
dude.
Circling back.
Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah. Tom is a big fat bitch.
Tom is a big fat bitch's pussy.
Tom is a big fat bitch.
A big circular titty.
You don't want to fuck it, but you end up. You do it anyways. For whatever reason, that's the time you nut the most
that's
of
right.
your life.
It was pretty.
Give me another one of them beers.
Give him a bear. It was pretty cool when he fucked Woody Harrelson's wife. She was really trying to get fucked.
Did you have sex with my wife? I've never seen that.
It was cool when Woody Harrelson had sex with the court reporter chick.
Oh, my God. Oh, was that who Alexander Daddario is?
No.
Good Christ, that woman has the best titties.
Yeah. I got some bad news for you, Bill.
What? No. What?
No, don't even.
Wait, what?
I fucked her.
You fucked her? But I fucked her.
But I fucked her 6 times.
I fucked her before you, dude. I'm pretty sure.
I fucked her 6 times.
When did you fuck her? Hold on. We'll figure this out right now. When did you fuck her?
In my penis.
What time, dude?
But
when?
I fucked her in my penis.
Dude, he's lying, Adam.
I know he's lying.
Adam, you don't know shit. You don't know a fucking goddamn thing, pal. You don't know a fucking goddamn thing about fack off, fack.
Fack off.
Fuck you and your fucking ass,
fuck
all right?
You.
Pal, listen.
Hey, pally, suck my fucking prick.
Hey, listen. There's one thing I want in life, and it's to have sex. Mm. And it's not going to happen anytime soon.
No.
Yeah, hey, Doc. Hey. So wait, how does Michael J. Fox sound?
That's pretty good.
That's not bad.
Yeah. It's not not too bad.
He does that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, Doc.
I kind of want to fuck my own mother.
I kind of want to have sex. For the first time.
She's pretty, she seems pretty down.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and she's hot. My mom's pretty hot.
He just fucked his mom. Yeah. We're going to go back in time, Marty, and we're going to let you have sex with your mom.
Yeah. Yeah, she's kind of a slut, it seems like.
Jeez,
she's kind of throwing this pussy at me, Doc. You know, for the first time in my life, I'm finally having sex with my mom. And it feels good. It feels real good. Finally have sex.
He could be, yeah.
Maybe I could do Michael J. Fox. Maybe I'll figure that out today.
That's good.
Maybe while we go out in the woods, I'll just talk like Michael J. Fox.
Maybe you could have Michael J. Fox having a conversation with Joe Biden.
That's how you do it.
Two for one.
Mm-hmm.
And what voice should I work on?
Used to be you could go back in time. Time you could go back to. Yeah, you used to be able to go back to, you could go back to time.
I got
go back to time, you fuck your own mother.
Don't get me started on fucking Joe Biden. Yeah, I fucked my own mom, Doc.
I don't know if I can do fucking Joe Biden.
Marty, you can't fuck your own. Oh, you already did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Felt really good.
Just fucking up the world. You get pussy from your mom.
Yeah, I guess I'll have sex with my mom.
Marty, I went to the future. The Nazis won if you fuck your mom.
He does this move a lot. This thing.
He does. With the neck to the side.
Maybe it's a precursor to Parkinson's. He probably got it from being, because you know he's like this weird kind of impish guy. He has to make up for it with like mannerisms.
Yeah,
I think that's where his acting talent lies. Is that he was very good at like fucking just, he would just constantly put his hand through his hair and be like, yeah, well, you know, that's emotion is just like, you know, doing weird shit with your fucking head and face. That's how people know you're acting. You're bringing a lot to the role if, you know, you're just always just fucking.
He was always a fidgety actor. That's
very
true.
Fidgety, yeah.
Yeah.
I remember I used to think he was really cool in Spin City.
I loved Spin City.
Spin City is such a funny show.
I loved it. There was one time where one of the guys, there's the black gay guy.
Yeah.
And
the bald guy.
Remember the episode where David Cross pretends to be retarded? And Jack being a dumbass is the reason he finally, like, snaps.
Yes.
And he's like, it's not heat, you fucking idiot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a vacuum. That's so weird that David Cross did this show when there was two episodes recorded.
It's really funny. That's really awesome, actually. Yeah.
Shouts
yeah.
out David Cross, man.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wishing him the best.
Well, now that the show's pop, he probably would never do it again.
No.
Yeah. Oh, no way.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
I asked his wife if he could do the show. That's why he did it.
Yeah. Is that what happened?
Yeah. I asked his wife.
And mm-hmm. what'd she say?
She said, yeah. She said, you're really hot.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's what she said.
I was like, can we keep this professional?
Did that happen
to
you?
I'm trying to book your husband.
Sounds like somebody's a fucking liar, Doc.
He does sound pretty gay, Marty.
This guy,
he sounds like he's doing a bit that's going nowhere.
We gotta stay away from this guy, Marty. The bit's going nowhere. He kills bugs. He kills ladybugs.
I didn't kill it.
Yeah, you're probably right, Doc.
Jeez.
I guess I'll just go get pussy from my mom.
Kind of wish I could meet that guy from the Green Mile so he could suck the Parkinson's out of me and breathe it down his neck. If he likes bugs so much, why doesn't he breathe them all in and get Parkinson's from me, Michael J. Fox, who's now been healed by Michael Clark.
By Duncan. Michael Clark Duncan from the Green Mile.
How about Michael Clark Dumbass? And he's even more retarded.
fuck.
I say that's just about the most retardedest boy I've ever seen, Doc.
That's one of the stupidest things I've ever seen.
All right. Doc. We got a
what kind of man would be walking on the Green Mile?
Let's see. I've never seen the movie, but
how have you not seen the Green Mile, dude?
A gay man?
I'm gonna have to go through and do like a marathon of like just play cleanup on all the movies from 95 to 2003, just so I have more references.
Okay.
A lot of people don't understand what comedy is consuming a bunch of like shit media,
mm-hmm. right?
From ages 13 to 25. And then when you're in your 30s, people think you have this encyclopedic knowledge of garbage when really you've just wasted your life.
Exactly.
And you can just mention those things and then people are like, wow, how does this guy...
This guy's a fucking
machine.
He's
pulling all these references.
And
that's your cultural literacy the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's just those movies.
Deuce Bigelow, Mel Gigolo, for example. That's a huge bitch.
I was waiting for that's a huge bitch for 43 minutes.
You get old enough and then none of your references mean anything and then you turn into Dennis Miller talking about fucking Charles in Charge, and people are like, what the fuck are you talking
yeah.
about?
Yeah.
Now, Dennis Miller tries to sound smart with history.
No, he tries to talk about history, too.
Yeah, but he does talk about Charles in Charge.
That's Charles in Charge of my dick and my balls.
Perfect Strangers. A lot of Perfect Strangers references in Dennis Miller's comedy.
Really?
I have no idea. I'm doing the same thing again. This time with stuff just a little bit further outside of my reach.
You are watching a master at work.
Yeah. Charles and Marge.
Charles and Marge. And he's got his cock in Marge Simpson. Scott Baio.
Oh, Scott. Nice penis. Scott.
Nice penis.
That's a really nice penis.
That's a great penis, Scott Baio.
Charles and Marge.
Charles and Marge.
Yes, that's correct.
Yep.
I gotta go turn down the temperature on the pork. I'll
just
be right back.
Just give it another maybe. Maybe give it a little. Just maybe,
okay.
Maybe we'll relax here.
Give it a couple minutes.
We'll relax here for another two or three minutes, and maybe let off our dear friend Adwam.
Yeah.
Actually, Adam, could you go do it?
Yeah, why don't you?
You're on. It's easier for you to get up.
What do I have to do?
You just turn the oven dial down from 450 to 350.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's easy.
It's easy.
And then me and Stav will talk about the movie The Mummy, but instead of it being a zombie,
mm-hmm.
and an Egyptian mummy, it is a dummy.
The dummy, and he's retarded. Dummy.
Dude, that's great. And he's like, oh, I'm from Egypt.
Swish.
Oh, I'm from Egypt, and I don't know anything.
uh,
this guy's dumb.
This guy's dumb.
This guy is dumb. Hey, I'm Brendan Fraser, star of The Dummy. The movie's about a guy who goes to Egypt and he finds a basically retarded person. And it's really, it's one of the most exciting projects.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a role reversal for me because I played a retard in Encino Man.
That's right.
And then I felt that was cruel. So I said my next move in my career is I really want to play the guy that beats up the retard. That way I can show my own range.
My range, of course.
Where I can play both the villain and the hero.
Yeah. I love that.
You know.
Now, in Encino Man, he was pretty fucking hot. Don't you guys agree?
Mm-hmm.
Brendan Fraser used to be a hot piece of ass.
Yeah, everybody. Time comes for everybody.
I know.
That's why you got to start cultivating old man looks.
I mean,
early on.
Who are you talking to, brother?
I'm too invested in youth. I need to start looking more.
Yeah, you're
like
gonna be one of those
man.
55-year-old men in skinny jeans.
You're gonna look so bad, dude.
Why?
Adam trying to get hype beast shoes.
At this point now, I already look
better
like,
every year. For
I already
like
look like
years.
An 80-year-old Chinese guy. Mm-hmm. And Stav looks like Stav.
I've always been a 50-year-old.
You guys look good. I think
my hair is gonna gray and thin out, and then
I'm already
wearing a robe, and I look, you know,
yeah. Right. You 100% are going to try and keep up with fashion so embarrassingly late in life.
You're going to turn into one of those.
I'm going to be like an LA guy.
Yeah, those sunset rockers. Yeah. I was going to say, that's exactly what you
Whenever
are.
You're in Erewhon
into like train.
And you see those guys with those fucking Pharrell hats.
Yeah.
And like rings. And
those
like
guys are awesome.
Buddhist
dude.
Prayer beads. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're like, this is an evil place. Yeah. Los Angeles
you're
is going to
be
evil.
Wearing an onk and dating a disgusting woman who's 19. Because it's youth you're attracted to and the idea of taking advantage of somebody. And you're going to be so happy with your 19-year-old girlfriend when you're 57 years old. It means Stav will be dead.
We'll be dead.
Mm-hmm. Our ashes.
No, he'll have a younger but older but still too young second wife.
Yeah.
That's going to be your look.
I'm looking forward to the second wife. I haven't had the first marriage yet, but the second
it's
wife.
It's coming.
Yeah. That's going to be a real whirlwind.
Yep. She's the one that gets you into a bunch of healing. Whatever crystals, in 30 years.
I'm going to get really into tonics and then offended when anyone tries to criticize it.
Stav's into squealing crystals, which they're for pigs.
Wow.
That's nice, dude.
Pigs squeal, don't they?
But what is the crystal the pig?
He was,
if I'm the pig.
Because you're fat.
If I'm the pig, why do I have something that squeals?
Well,
wouldn't
pigs
I be
like squealing?
Healing crystals are squealing.
I get it, but why the fuck would I need something squealing if I'm the pig?
Well, it's just called that because it's four pigs.
It's called four pigs.
What?
And it's just a big piece of salt. Like.
They don't like salt. They like slop. Other types of animals like salt.
Just Stav licking on a big salt crystal. It's a squealing crystal.
Deers like salt, I think. Not pigs. Fuck you.
That's all, folks.
Suck it, my dick, folks.